How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? We back with season 5 of A Black Man Sketch. This is your boy, Wes.
Julio Ortiz.
Sensei de Willa.
Titus.
Raphael Forrest.
It is finally starting to get warm out. No more rain, no more snow, no more clouds, no more winds. Oh man, it feels good outside, don't it, brothers?
Yes, it do. Yes,
absolutely.
It do.
Absolutely.
Yes, it do.
Man, so what's everybody's plans, man? What are y'all goals and aspirations? We got to take advantage of this warm weather, yo. Uli, I know you just said you got in the Dollar Tree, but man, I need another job, man. Because I'm at Dollar Tree, and man, them hours ain't enough. I'm putting in applications. And the one behind Dollar Tree?
Yep, the one right behind Dollar Tree. So
I'm cool. I'm about to be going over there for those big old burgers.
Heck yeah, you already
me
know.
Me too. All me, bro.
That's what's up.
Y'all know about Hardee's and Carl's Jr. with the big old burgers?
Yeah, and them jalapeno poppers on Carlos Jr.'s.
Okay, I see.
So anybody else, what y'all got going on for summer?
So this summer I got going on is I'm going to be working at the State Fair. I'm Titus, by the way. If y'all didn't know, now you know. But I'm also going to be working at the U.S. Bank Stadium too. Getting it down with the Vikings, you know what it is. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to, you know, be with nature, be with the new season. You know, get down by that river and, you know, it's land of 10,000, so we gonna get to the lake and stuff.
That's a good point.
You be knowing where them events be at. You and Divine, y'all be knowing where those with the events
at,
yeah. You know.
Yeah, maybe some parties, some events and stuff like that too. Yeah, you know.
You gotta let us know.
Yeah, keep me in tune, bro.
Amen.
I'm excited for to be working on some music stuff, and as I do reverb, mic night, like that's gonna help me and boost my confidence and stuff to start working on the album.
And that's wonderful. And I heard some of your music, man. We look forward to it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of creative people up here. A lot of us are primarily musicians. We got that. And us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just heard your song on SoundCloud, Titus.
Yo.
Monster. You know what I mean? What's the name of that song?
Monster, bro.
By who?
Monster. By Lil Smoke. By the real song?
Yeah.
By Rihanna.
No, your song, bro.
Yeah, Monster by me, Lil Smoke. You know what it is? Yes, sir.
Yeah, what about you? What about you, Sensei?
Me? I'm getting ready to drop my next tape, Yancy. And I'm working on it right now. You know, I'm really looking for a lot of features. This tape, I'm going to do something interesting. I want every song to have a feature on it. You know what I'm saying? Just
okay.
To encompass all of the people that I'm around in my life. So, yeah, that's the plan for it.
You know what? Like, I've been in the digital music class with Raphael as well. And I've been learning mainly how to produce. I've been using Reason. And I like using a lot of the classical beats and instruments. And a lot of rock elements, a lot of electric guitars, a lot of symphonies and piano, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sensei, I know you have a good sense with instruments, man. You got like a unique type of
flow.
He knows what I mean.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it, man. One love.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Man, I mean, when I first started out with music, you know, I had a lot of music in my head when it comes to production. I just had each instrument going a certain way that I wanted it in my head, but I was like, dang, I can't really do it myself, at least, you know. I tried to start a band in middle school and people was not really trying to be involved, so I really just gravitated towards digital production. Yeah, so
right.
I got on all that, you know. I come from mixed background, so a lot of different flavors involved, you know, a lot of Afro, you know, definitely trap music and stuff like that. The rhythm
Afro
blues,
trap,
you
Afro
know.
Trap.
I don't think I
the
heard of that.
All of that, yeah.
But it sounds good,
right? I can't wait.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yes, can't wait to hear it, man.
Word. Hey, Julio, I'm about to put you out, Julio, because we didn't talk a few times too. You still trying to be a videographer?
Well, right now I'm just waiting on my son, basically, because I know my son wants to rap and stuff, but I'm pretty much, like, thinking, like, okay, he wants to rap, well, I'm going to have him in my music videos, you know what I mean?
That's solid, bro.
He wants to do something, so I just want him to get a feel of it, you know what I mean, and get a feel on how I rap, and hopefully he takes a little different, you know, approach in it. You know what I'm saying? Because mine is about my life, and he had a bad, you know, but he didn't, you know, he's getting to where he's going to have a good life where he doesn't even have to think about, you know.
Question.
Yeah.
How old is your son?
My son's 11 years old. He'll be 12 in July 16th.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to pursue something like that at that age. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So. Let me tell y'all something about me. I'm originally from New York, but I live here in Minnesota. Not too long a while back, Miss Monique had us interview Andre Simone, a friend of Prince. I got to talk to him, you know what I mean, about him and their group in the movie Purple Rain and the fact that Minneapolis, that was more of an electric sound, in my opinion, from my point of view. Now, being that I'm from New York, but not in New York. I live here in Minnesota, so I'm around y'all and y'all unique sounds. And one thing about it, Minnesota artists, they all have a unique sound. Some of them have, like Sensei, they're messing with the Afro sound. Me, I kind of keep it New York, but at the same time, like I said, I mess with the classical type of instruments and you know, some of the rock sounds. I know you're a vocalist, Raph. So yeah. What do y'all think the Minnesota sound can end up being in this era? I'll start with you, Titus.
I've been doing music since I was 4, and what I've been pursuing to do to change in Minnesota is definitely the flow of music, because we have the mainstream music, what everybody's used to, right. And that's what they think rap is or music is. But the thing is, there's more to music than just that. It's like more to the soul, because it speaks about who you are and your story. And if you could do that and put that into words and put that into a bass and a beat, you got it killed, bro. It's all over from there.
You know, nowadays, that's kind of what's going on nowadays in rap, period. People aren't really doing too much metaphors or rapping about unicorns or being in space or just trying to rhyme crazy words together. People are just rapping about their lives, and that's what's been selling more. And some of it may still be the street story. Some of it may be the drill story. But
we all have that story.
Exactly. It's their story.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to chime in?
I was going to say, when I sing or like do music, like one thing I want to see more in Minnesota, the sound is bringing the old school back, like R&B, gospel, that stuff, and like turning into something you like more like unique, because we need more of that back. Just yes, sounds all the same to me right now.
I agree with that. There's been a lot of commonality given the heavy commercialization of music, you know, and I'm not upset by it or anything like that, but I definitely enjoy and love to see when music is not for commercial purpose and when it's
facts
about
on that.
When it's about a real life movement, you know?
Where you can move your community and change the lives of people through your words.
Yes, sir.
I feel that. That's deep.
And you know what? What gets me is that we get rap as we know it has been, and kind of, hate to say it, a little destructive. And rappers get on TV and they sit there and say, "We're talking about the realities of what's going on." No, you're not.
They don't know the reality.
No, you're not.
Because they haven't lived it.
No,
for
they
so
probably
long.
Are. They probably are, okay. But they're not. Okay. They're exploiting the they're exploiting what the reality is and just continuing to destroy us. You know what I mean? When you're talking about hurting, your loved ones, hurting your neighbors, that ain't reality. That's programming.
They're just printing. They're painting that picture for people to see, but it's not the right picture though.
Right. Yeah. I'd rather rap about the fact that, you know, I mean, you could walk past another black man and say "what's up" for no reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And be cool. Or we could have conversations like this. You know how in reality, you know how many people, young black men like us, you know what I mean, get together and have intelligent conversations?
Yeah, in reality. No, that's facts. That's facts, Wes.
It's not very often at all. Like, we need help on that communication among our peers. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree with you heavily on that. That, you know, that's not they're not telling the whole story, you know. There's no way you can talk about the gun violence and not how the guns got there, or you can talk about the drug problem and not how the drugs got there.
Agreed. Now, here's one thing I want to say. As far as Black and Latino music, we got, of course, rap and hip-hop. We have R&B. We have rock, reggae. We have some areas of country. The question I want to ask is, do genres matter as far as how music affects the people?
Yes, actually. I feel like music does matter deeply because it moves you, and it depends on how it affects you. It'll create an action or reaction to it. So it all depends on what kind of music you're listening to, because country music can get you up and dancing, because where I'm from, they get down with that country. Yeah. They get down with it.
Yeah. I've seen it too. Yeah, and they have fun.
Yeah.
a lot of the genre music, I listen to a lot of country and Latino rap, you know what I mean? Latino rap, most of the Latino rap is basically about their life, you know?
It's not Bad Bunny?
It's not,
He's a rapper?
He's a rapper, but I don't listen to him at all. But the thing is, the difference between him and a lot of the Hispanic rappers I listen to, really came from that gutter, you know, and still rap about that gutter. And sometimes the rappers, and I'm not even lying to you, the rappers I listen to, some of them don't want to leave that life. Leave that life, you know? They still want to live it, you know what I mean? And it's cool. I just don't agree with it. I feel like they need to prosper somewhere, you know? Mm-hmm. And some of them are, you know? Some of them go to country clubs, you know, go to different things that their people ain't involved with, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's good in our part.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yep.
I feel like the genres don't really exist. I feel like genres don't really exist to me. You know what I mean? Because of, you know, when you really get down to like a lot of, I mean, like they exist not concrete. You know what I mean? Like this fall under this.
So you're saying music can change then?
I think that, you know, genres are movements, they're events, you know what I'm saying? It's like the reggae movement, you know, the punk rock scene. It's something that blow up and it was an event and something that happened, you know? But no genre has stayed the same, you know? So you can keep trying to describe it differently, or you could just leave it and call it music, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you get too much into the I feel like it's a lot of work to try to take an artist and put them into a box, you know what I mean? And to be like, okay, this is them genre. Because for me, right, man, it's going to be a headache talking about what my genre is because of all the different languages that I use and all the different, you know what I mean?
I will agree that is a for lack of a better term, a bad side of genres, because it puts an artist and whatever the artist can create
a category.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it puts them in a space where it's like, all right, I'm only supposed to sound like this.
Because we have Lil Durk trying to make country music now.
Really?
Really. Like, he be with country artists trying
and
to
Beyonce.
Beyonce too.
She from Houston. You should
like,
expect
honestly,
that.
Like, honestly, though, like, they be
Kay
trying to
Michelle
make that country music
well.
Because that's what they're used to, because that's like their roots of their music. Because if you listen to a country song, the beat and everything and the upbeat of it, you can definitely make a rap song out of it. And it's probably more lucrative too. You can make more money off a country song, because especially depending on where you're at. If you are like in a country-based state where they listen to more country music than other genres of music, then you're going to get more out of it.
Yeah, and like one thing that I think about, like, yeah, you know, just as an African period, you know, my roots go into so many different genres of music, you know what I'm saying? My roots are in Latin, my roots are in rock, they're in reggae, they're in country, you know what I mean? So, you know, just me as a person, I already defy all those genres, you know what I'm saying? Because it's my people that are in all of these genres. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah.
No, the thing about music, particularly for where you come from, music isn't just for partying and dancing, you know what I mean? No, it's spiritual aspects of it. It's cultural aspects of it. It's honoring your ancestors, honoring your gods, and things of that nature. And that's the thing. When you get past the dancing and partying, you know what I mean? Music serves a particular purpose.
I actually grew up listening to gospel music as a kid. And also singing in church, like the soul, like the in hymn notes. So I grew up like where you actually play the piano and actually use your vocals for something, which is crazy to think about because most people don't have that background on them when they're starting off music. They just think what they've been listening to is a norm.
Right.
Yeah, which is not.
Facts.
I was going to say that like when I think of music, if I can feel it, if I can hear it, and I can like see it and all that, then I know it's good music. Like you can listen to anything any time of day. It's just, is it good? Mm-hmm. Can you feel it? Can you like feel what the artist is telling? Because they're telling a story.
They're painting it for you pretty much right in front of you.
Either they're telling their story or like a friend's story that they know, you know, and it's mostly deep, you know. So, and that's most artists though. Like a lot of artists doesn't like play around with fantasy stuff, you know, like they used to. I don't know, like back in the day, like D2L or something like that, Laffy Taffy, if y'all remember that.
D4L, yeah.
They don't do that, you know, too much, but it's crazy, you know, how different generations and different cultures apply that music, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, man. We're going to take a quick breath right quick. We will be right back with a Black Man Sketch.
Ujamaa Place serves the most marginalized population in society, primarily African-American men ages 18 to 30, providing holistic transformation for men experiencing inequity at the intersection of race and poverty. Ujamaa Place helps them achieve brotherhood, stability, and personal success. Join us for an info session Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, visit ujamaaplace.org.
All right, we back with a Black Man Sketch. How everybody doing?
Good.
Positive.
Wonderful.
Getting it done.
Well, once again, y'all notice it's finally warming up now. It's finally springtime. We'll be in summer very soon. Yo, check this out, y'all. Hey, y'all know May 2nd, it's a listening party with Alon Kingdom and the Ujamaa Music Group featuring myself and brother Raphael. On May 2nd.
How's that going to go down? Like, how are y'all feeling about that, y'all too?
I'm feeling positive, and I'm going to make this the best I can be because this is what I'm here for, to do the work.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna front. I'm under pressure about it.
Under pressure.
Hey, you have to perform. You have to perform respectfully. I get you.
Yeah. Like I said, under pressure, man. What else going on though?
Man, we got the legacy dinner going on at the Black Youth Healing Arts Center, celebrating some elders and ancestors in the And really all of the communities of color that have fought so hard for us to be where we're at.
Black Youth Healing North Center, what is that? Is that the one on Western?
Yeah, it's off Western and Lafon. Okay. It's right there on the air.
I know what you're talking about.
You have to send me some of that info so I can attend.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You just go on Google Maps and just type in Black Youth Healing Arts Center, it should pop up.
Okay.
You know, it's a really amazing space. I really encourage anyone who can get out there to get out there, you know. It's very culturally aware.
Okay. And I said earlier that I worked at the State Fair. There's a few events going on at the State Fair this year. We got Chance the Rapper going on at the Grandstand on August 23rd. And you know what it is. And you can also get, just actually announced that T-Pain and also Ludacris will be there too. And get your pre-sale.
I'm gonna try to see T-Pain and Ludacris. I want to see them. Bring my girl with me.
And your pre-sale code is OMG, and you can hit it up.
OMG Studio.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
Anybody else have an event?
Well, I ain't got an event, but I am taking a little vacation to Kansas, May 8th to the 15th. Me and my uncle gonna go visit. We did it last year around November, but I didn't get to see a lot of people because I was only there for a couple days. But this time I'm going to plan it out where I can see everybody that I want to see. You know, my grandmother, my son, you know, a couple friends that that we just want to go out and eat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What because part we of have Kansas is that?
Topeka, the capital, actually. Okay. Yep. Okay. An hour away from Kansas City, 3 hours away from Wichita.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm very excited about it because last time it was okay, but my baby mother kind of got to me a little bit, so I'm not gonna let her get to me this time.
The truth,
you know,
is baby mamas be like that sometimes. You know what it is.
Yeah. We have another conversation.
No, that's a whole other conversation for another day.
Yeah, another day for that one.
Don't bring her to the party.
Drama's real.
Continue.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what I got going on for my upcoming summer, you know. And hopefully everything goes well. I'm be there for the second for y'all for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna be a good event to go to. On me. Like to see my two boys perform. You know what it is, Raphael. Respectfully,
most
yes, sir.
We gonna have some good music. We gonna have some good stuff going on in the community. We gonna have some traveling and some new experiences to tell y'all about. Man, this spring and summer's gonna be lit.
Yes, sir. The summer's sure definitely coming up.
Yep. Yeah. This podcast is gonna keep on getting bigger. You know, and keep on having these good conversations that we're having. You know, we actually enjoyed the day, to be honest. So enjoyed it, at least.
Today was a very educational day at UGEMA, to be honest. Just to start off with the nice weather.
The
weather is such a blessing. Getting out, going into just getting sunlight, just being out there. It don't really matter too much of what you're doing out there. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? You can sit down on a porch. You know, you could be at a lake. Definitely try to get to the lake, though.
Mm-hmm. If you can get some fishing in, if you're a fisherman, definitely do that on me. Because the fish are swimming.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that fishing contest because I know that contest is coming up. And I'm going to be ready when that comes because I'm going to be fishing for days.
Oh, yes, sir. I got to get me a pole real quick.
I have not heard about that fishing contest, but I love fishing. So you got to put me up on game on that one, all right?
All right. I got you.
I'll be the only one that ain't going fishing. But
I can tell you try it.
I'm not with it. Okay, I mean, I'll leave that to everybody else. But I do want to get by a lake. My girl said she wanna be by a lake.
Hey, don't even worry, Wes. Hey, look, if I catch the fish, I don't know. Somebody might have to take it off the hook for me. I ain't even going to lie to you because I'm 30 years old. I still haven't took a fish off the hook.
I got
fish,
bro.
It'd be like that, too. My little
if you catch a fish,
like
the only way you better bring it to me if it's cooked. I ain't even playing.
He said, sheesh. You don't want to dig.
That's the best part.
No, he don't want none of that.
That's funny. What type of bait y'all be using? Who fish?
Worms, or the ones that kind of look like fishes that kind of like shake a little bit, so you just reel
so
it in.
So you're talking about the fake bait.
Yeah, okay. And just reel it in. Yeah, I like reeling it in slowly. You know what I mean? I don't like waiting.
You gotta lure them in. You know how it is. Yeah, just like you're luring in some you know, female. You know what it is? I'm playing.
Hey, really in here talking about females.
Hey, you got a fishing time. No, it's a sea on that. It's an ocean.
You gotta see his face right now. He's dead serious.
It is what it was.
And we'll be right back, y'all.
That's a wrap.
Okay, that was a very lit episode of A Black Man's Sketch. I really enjoyed that. How about you, brothers?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a good sketch today.
Yes, man. Lovely. I appreciate everyone here.
It was good. It was good. We definitely kept the vibe going, and we kept that energy up.
I just love everyone's feedback and everyone having a great time.
Most definitely, it was a great time. And this has been me, your host, Wes.
Julio Ortiz.
Sensei the Willow.
Titus Forsyth, keep it fresh.
Raphael Forrest.
Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a good night.
God bless.